USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
National Guard troops that have been stationed at the Capitol building for the last 4 months will be heading home this week. Capitol Police will be taking back over security operations at the Capitol on Monday after the Guard confirmed they had not been asked to extend their deployment. Nearly 2,200 remaining troops are expected to begin to return home on Monday. And a leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after a fighter jet was dispatched to escort a commercial flight he was on to Minsk. Roman Pretasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko ordered the jet to guide his flight down in the Belarusian capital. The flight was originally scheduled to travel from Athens to Vilnius, Lithuania. Pretasevich was detained at the Minsk airport before the flight was eventually allowed to continue to Vilnius. Pretasevich is a former editor for one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who has ruled in Belarus for 26 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to try and strengthen a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that has held since being declared on Friday. But many say that the problems between Israel and the terrorist group will not be easy to solve. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says a quick fix won't work in this conflict. He tells Fox News that the situation is made more difficult by political turmoil in both Israel and the Palestinian territories.
Keep in mind, Hamas is a terrorist organization that doesn't accept any peace with Israel. Not two states, not one state. It seeks our destruction. It's a jihadist, genocidal organization. So the problems here are very deep, and they don't easily lend themselves to, you know, quick fixes. Especially now, because we have our own political problems in Israel. We may be entering our fifth election in just over 2 years, and the Palestinians don't have a legitimate government either. So moving forward on a political peace process is not going to happen right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House's chief medical advisor is expressing skepticism about China's claims over how the coronavirus started. Mike Fortier reports.
Dr. Fauci appears to be growing more skeptical of China's claim that COVID developed naturally, leaping from animals to humans. Over a year ago, he told National Geographic the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. But in an interview with PolitiFact May 12th, here's what Fauci said when he was asked if he was confident the virus developed naturally.
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
He adds he's open to any investigation into the origin of the virus.
Certainly, the people who've investigated say that it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else, and we need to find that out.
The White House last week also calling for more transparency from China and how the virus started. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
At least 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. The car fell as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. At least one child is among the dead. Another, an Israeli national, has been hospitalized and is in critical condition. Investigators are still searching for a cause of the accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.